Hi, my name is Reese Raju. I'm a current senior at Elon, and I studied abroad in Copenhagen, Denmark in the fall of 2023. So today I will be talking about my hospital experience in Denmark. So anyone that knew me and knew that I was studying abroad knew that I was on top of the world. I absolutely had the best time of my entire life. And in October, on October 24th, I was sitting in a class. I was actually sitting in a class with my brother, who goes to a different school that was also studying abroad in Copenhagen, and we happened to take the same class. And I was sitting in class, and I have a medical condition, or I had a medical condition called orthostatic intolerance. And it's basically baby POTS, if you don't know what that is. And it would just kind of mess with my heart rate and my blood pressure, and I'd get dizzy, run the risk of passing out. I'd had that for a few years. I'd been dealing with that. And I was sitting in class, and I just felt really sick. I felt really bad. I went to the bathroom. I ate salt like I was supposed to. And I just kind of felt like I was having an out-of-body experience. Like, I just kind of felt like I didn't really know what was going on with my body or where I was. And I went back and sat next to my brother. We were actually on a Zoom call with the class, and so the entire class wasn't actually there. And I remember looking at him, and I said, "Something's wrong." And I walked out of the classroom, and he followed me, and I ended up falling in this chair. And all of a sudden, I couldn't move. I was essentially paralyzed. I was having a really hard time talking. And it was incredibly scary because in my mind, I was coherent. I could think and I could hear, but I couldn't talk and I couldn't move.
And had anything like this ever happened before?
I passed out once, actually, when I was with Dubai and Dubai with the business fellows, but nothing like this. Like,
okay. So your brother, this is not something that your brother.
Yeah. Like this has never really happened.
How to take care. Okay.
Yeah. We really didn't know what was going on. I usually just would get dizzy spells, like my vision would go out for a second and then I'd be fine. Like nothing like this, but I had been feeling weird for hours. Hmm. So I feel like this was just kind of a build up to that. And so, my mom, who is a doctor, I told him I was stuttering and I really couldn't get like full sentences out. Mm-hmm. And so it was really hard to understand me, but I was going, call mom. And so he called my mom, and I remember sitting on the phone with her. I was so tired. Like I had no energy and I was like, something's wrong. And she goes, "You need to call the ambulance." And so he went and got a teacher, and they called the paramedics, and it took them probably about 30 minutes to get there.
Okay, I was going to say, are they like...
No, okay. They weren't super quick with it. Yikes. They weren't, but it's free healthcare.
Okay,
you know?
True.
It's not going to be that quick. And I remember the paramedic got there, and she was asking me questions. And she asked how I was, and I remember trying to say, "I'm okay," but I couldn't get past the sound. Mm-hmm. So I just went, I'm a, and I remember in my head thinking, why can't you just say okay? Like that's an mm-hmm. easy word. And so I just said, like, "I'm fine." And she goes, "No, you're not." I go, "Yeah, no, I'm not."
Yeah.
And I remember I couldn't, this is going to be kind of TMI. I couldn't pee. I mm-hmm. was in so much pain, like I needed to, and I couldn't. And that's like, all I could say was, I need to pee. So I couldn't walk on my own. And so the paramedic grabbed me and like pretty much had to drag me to the bathroom. And I remember like she kind of like threw me in there because like I had no body weight. Like yeah. I couldn't move. And I got on the toilet. And right as I was like about to try, she opens the door. She goes, "Do you take any drugs?" I go, "No, I can't. Mm-hmm. I have a medical condition." She goes, "Are you lying to me?" I said, "No, I'm not." And so I still wasn't able to pee. I like called them in there once I was done, and they brought me back out. And honestly, when I have these episodes, I've had so many since then. Mm-hmm. I have brain gaps. I have gaps in my memory. So there's a lot of that I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember getting downstairs to the ambulance. I don't remember being put in the ambulance. Yeah. I remember being in the ambulance.
Was your brother able to come with you?
Yeah, he was. And my teacher, actually, she took a cab to the hospital,
oh,
too.
Wow. Oh, that's so kind.
Yeah, and actually, in a way, I got really lucky. My parents were visiting me, but that week they were actually in Spain. Oh, so they were in Europe, and they told me, they're like, "Well, come if you want." And I was like, I don't think there's really anything that we could do. Mm-hmm. And so I was at the hospital for 7 hours that day. Damn. They gave me my own room, which is actually really rare, apparently. Mm. Usually people sit in the hallway, but my teacher said since I was American that they probably gave me my own room so people wouldn't hear, oh, like, oh, there's an American, and then try to see what's going on, because wow. it's not usually an American yeah. in the hospital.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they did so many tests on me. They did several EKGs. They took my blood twice. They did a bladder ultrasound. They did Ooh. So many tests. And earlier that day, I'd actually been in class, and I tripped, and I actually hit my head on the back of, like a heater or mm-hmm. something, but not very hard. And okay. I remember telling them that, and, like, my symptoms were so weird. Like, I remember my eyes started crying, and I remember telling my brother, I was like, I don't know why I'm crying. Mm. I'm not sad.
Yeah.
It was just my body's reaction.
Hit this role.
Yeah. And so I was, you know, when I was finally able to, like, talk a little bit more, I was telling the paramedics this. And after 7 hours, I told them, I was like, I have this heart thing. And they diagnosed me with a concussion.
Wow.
And I was like, okay. So after 7 hours, I went home. And the next day was a Wednesday. And JIS doesn't actually have classes on Wednesday. Sometimes we have, like, field trips and stuff, which they wouldn't let me go on because mm-hmm. I just spent 7 hours at the hospital. And I was feeling the same way the next day when I woke up. And my mom said, you need to go back to the hospital. So mm-hmm. I took a cab to the hospital. My brother met me there. And I had called the hospital to tell them I was coming. And I remember getting there. And they're like, just sit on this, like, hospital bed that's in the waiting room. And I was sitting there. And all of a sudden, like, it started going out. Like, my vision started going. Like, my eyes started crying. Like, I mm-hmm. was swaying. And all of a sudden, you have, like, 7 Danish doctors and nurses, God. Like, pushing me down on this table, screaming in Danish. And I can't talk. Mm. And I can barely move. And I'm thinking, what's going on? And I'm so scared. And so they're doing all these EKGs on me, and I'm able to get a heart condition. But you see, like, they all speak English, but English yeah. isn't their first language. Yeah. Like, and so they, like, wheel Gosh. Me into this room, and I'm like, I need to get into a cardiologist. Mm-hmm. I need to see a cardiologist because I have an Apple Watch, and it was tracking my heart rate, and it was saying it was jumping from, like, 40 to 185
yeah.
to 60 to 160, which is,
oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's, yeah, that's very abnormal, gosh. Like, pretty much an arrhythmia, you yeah. know. And so they told me, they're like, it will take forever for you to get into a cardiologist. There mm. are waiting lists where some people have to wait at least 6 months,
oh my gosh,
to get into a cardiologist. And so that I was like, well, I need to wear a heart monitor. That's what yeah. all of my family are telling me, who are all doctors. They're like, you need to wear a heart monitor. And so I was so freaked out. And I was there for 3 hours, and they another 3 hours that next day. And they ruled out that I didn't have a concussion and that it was, like, a heart thing. And I remember my parents came back, and I had to, like, sit down with my program, and I sat down with my parents, and we were pretty much just preparing for the fact that they thought that I had this life-threatening arrhythmia, and we were pretty much putting limitations on my life of, like, what I could do, and, like, how, like, you know, if something went wrong, like, that could be it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if I had been at Elon for that, I would have obviously been really sad, because it's really scary to hear that you could die at the age of 20.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like I reached my peak in Denmark. I had never been happier. And so now I felt like I was about to lose something else, something yeah. more. Like, you know, my parents were talking about the possibility that, like, I might have to go home if I keep missing class, because they keep yeah. having me go to the hospital. Like, the program will send me home.
Yeah.
And that was really scary. And I was dealing with, okay, well, not only will you might have to get sent home, like, you could die.
Yeah.
And, oh my you gosh. Know, so about a few weeks later, they actually got me in with a cardiologist.
Wow.
And I wore a heart monitor. Clearly, they were worried about yes. me that they got me in.
Thank God.
And they got me with a cardiologist, and I had to wear a heart monitor for 2 days.
Wow.
And so I wore it, and they were like, okay, it's going to be like a month and a half till you get the results back. Hmm. So I went home from study abroad, truly had the best time of my life. Yeah, yeah. This put a little bit of a damper on it, but like I still tried to live my life yeah. to the best of my ability and just being careful. And I got home, and I remember my mom and I woke up at 5 a.m. to have a call overseas with the cardiologist. And he said, your heart rate only dropped twice, yeah. which is normal. That's like the max before okay. we start getting concerned. So as far as we know, you don't have an arrhythmia. I was like, okay. And so then we started talking about POTS, which POTS is really hard to diagnose, and it's a terrible thing to have. And so many, every single person that has it, it's completely different for every single person that has it.
Is it very rare?
It's not super rare, but there's not,
it's just
like,
hard to diagnose.
It's hard to diagnose, okay. And it's just hard to kind of, like, so many things happen that, you know, not very many people know that that's what they have, because it's just so hard to diagnose.
Yeah.
And so I saw our cardiologist at home. I had, like, an echo, which is, like, an ultrasound for your heart, and did some more tests, and they basically were like, we just think this is POTS. And so there are some limitations of, like, what I can do. Mm-hmm. And I'm still kind of learning, like, my triggers, so what trigger these episodes, because I'm still having them.
Of course, yeah.
But luckily, my life is not at risk.
Yes.
And so, yeah. So I remember coming back to Elon, and I was kind of talking about this with my friends, and we have a quote book in my friend group, and I remember saying, you know, I might have been misdiagnosed with a concussion, but at least I was misdiagnosed for free.
There you go.
Spent 10 hours in the hospital, but every single second was free.
Yeah.
So thank you to the Danish taxpayers for making sure that I didn't die. I really appreciate it.
Do you think the trip would have a much different effect on you if this whole experience didn't happen?
I think I would have still, like, enjoyed it as much.
Yes.
I just think I would have had, like, a different perspective of, like, how short life is and how you really have to enjoy every single moment, because you don't know when it's going to be like your last moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's a hard reality to grasp when your loved ones are telling you, you know, if we don't figure this out, like, you could die.
Literally.
And happily, like,
and especially your parents weren't there, too. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like, my grandparents who were doctors were calling me. Like, my Elon was emailing me, being like, I heard you were in the hospital. Like, I was having all these people reaching out to me, and I just wanted to go back to where I was a week ago, day ago, where my life was perfect.
Yeah,
you know?
Anything. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, because as much as I did enjoy my study abroad experience, and I mean, it really changed my life, there was that, like, kind of like a gloomy cloud kind of over me with this, like, thought in the back of my head of, like,
Will I drop dead
today, you know?
100%.
Especially because it took, I mean, you know, it took, like, a month and a half to get in with the cardiologist.
Yes,
and
so many things on shore. Yeah.
Exactly.
Gosh.
And, yeah, but...
I mean, but that's something really special to take from studying abroad, and I feel like that is... like, a place, if like, not even just with that experience, but just in general, like, I think studying abroad, like, you really, like, it's just so special that it's...
Yeah.
You do, like,
yeah, I had something extra to lose.
Yes, yeah.
And then it put everything in perspective that you truly don't know what you have.
Yeah, it really puts you in perspective, when you're abroad.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you so much.
Of course, thanks for listening
to
me. Bye, guys.